I am Mr. Zero. This is Hanoi Rock.
Please, operator.
I'm just a lunatic.
right. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show. This week from Helsinki, Finland. Formed in 1979, Hanoi Rocks. They released 8 LPs from 1981 to 1985. You just heard Visitor from January of 1982. Opening our show, First Timer from February of 1981. I'm only going to use their stage names because I am not going to butcher their real Finnish names because I do not speak Finnish. So their lead singer was one Michael Monroe, born the 17th of June 1962 in Helsinki, Finland. He also played saxophone. I met Michael when he played Station 4 in St. Paul in October of 2001. Man, that guy does not age. The other member that helped form the band was one Nasty Suicide. Yes, folks, that's what he goes by. He was born on the 27th of February, 1963. He played rhythm guitar. Coming up now from August of 1982, Taxi Driver. August of 1982, The Self-Destruction Blues. just heard from May of 1983, Until I Get You. That was the first record that Razzle played on. The main songwriter for Hanoi Rocks was one Andy McCoy, born the 11th of October 1962. He played lead guitar and was a second vocalist. Their bass player was one Sammy Yafa, born on the 4th of September 1963. I met Sammy at the Fine Line in November of 2006. Got him to sign a couple records. It was awesome. There's a picture of me on Facebook with both Michael Monroe and Sammy Yafa. Jealous. Coming up now from their live album in 1984, I Feel All Right by The Stooges.
Oh, a red Corvette, wife and kids and a house and a pet. Those are the things that
you just heard from August of 1984, I Can't Get It with Ian Hunter. Hanoi's first drummer was one Jip Casino, born May 7th of 1961. He was in the band from 1980 to 1982 and played on the first three LPs. He was replaced by one Nicholas Dingley, otherwise known as Razzle. Razzle was born on the 2nd of December 1960. In Warwickshire, England. Unfortunately, he passed away on the 8th of December in 1984. If you don't know, folks, John Lennon was shot by a fan on December 8th, 1980, and Razzle was killed in a car wreck by a fellow rock star on the 8th of December, 1985. Also, one Dimebag Darrell was shot on stage by a fan on the 8th of December, 1984. I was recently informed it's Jim Morrison's birthday, and it is also Corey Taylor's birthday of Slipknot, someone I knew from a long time ago. The moral of this story, folks, is if you're a rock star, stay home on the 8th of December. Coming up now, from September of 1985, Looking at You Live.
The dancing crowd of Lebanon, screaming out loud. Still you standing there, I saw you alone, saw you alone, hey. Opened up my eyes, baby, you made me for your life. I want to do now, I want to do now, baby.
Look at you, looking at you, baby.
Look at you, looking at you, baby.
Looking at you.
The show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul, sponsored by Jambot's Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It's a train game for your cell phone, folks. Check it out. Also sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. They sell records like you're listening to now and CDs. You can hear past episodes of the show on MrZeros.com, the podcast key. Over 61 episodes to listen to. Check us out on Facebook, Mr. Zero's Music History Show. If you'd like to read more about Hanoi Rocks, go to RosevillePatch.com. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Rock and Roll Party, taking you out from the best of Hanoi Rocks in 1985, two steps from the moon.